Good morning. We're here today to give you an update on the state of education. Last week, the permanent secretary, the commissioner, and I used the first day of school to recharge our batteries. Seeing children who were excited about their first day back at school, entering class, ready to learn about the world, other people, and themselves, their minds open to discovering new skills and putting new knowledge to use was invigorating. It helped us to focus on the reason for our work. I must also publicly express our thanks to the Ministry of Government Estates and Information and to our own custodians, facilities manager, stores manager, and their entire teams for their work over the summer to ensure the schools were repaired, cleaned, and ready to open on time. This is never an easy task, considering the age and condition of our buildings. So special thanks for all the monumental effort made to get this school year started on time. I can tell you, even the weekend before, they were busy at work. Some 4 years ago, in May 2007, Professor David Hopkins and his colleagues presented their report of the review of public education in Bermuda, commonly known as the Hopkins Report. 2 years after that review, the reconstituted Board of Education released its blueprint for reform in education, stating as a strategic priority implementation of a 5-year plan from the year 2010 to 2015. Paragraph 130 of the Hopkins Report noted that the most appropriate reform model for the Bermuda education system is one based on reprofessionalization rather than restructuring. The blueprint's recommendations were to implement an internationally recognized curriculum that is externally assessed. That's done. Improve the quality of teaching and learning in the classroom. In progress. Strengthen and distribute leadership. Done. Facilitate the improvement of standards via accountability and transparency. In progress. Maximize the contribution of parents and community. In progress. Improve the efficiency of delivery. Done. Improve the culture and climate of the Department of Education and schools. In progress. The Hopkins Report made 10 recommendations for educational improvement. Recommendation 1, dramatically improve the quality of teaching. To this end, I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Avis Glaze, noted Canadian educator and advisor to the Premier of Ontario, will be coming to Bermuda to assist school leaders with an improvement strategy which highlights instructional leadership. Dr. Glaze will help to develop school improvement teams which will focus on developing individualized improvement plans for principals and teachers. Having Dr. Glaze in Bermuda represents a major coup as she is in demand around the world. Best of all, Dr. Glaze comes to Bermuda at no charge to the Ministry of Education. In addition, the Government of Ontario have also agreed that Dr. Glaze's team can accompany her here, also at no charge to the Government of Bermuda. This kind of international educational cooperation is of great benefit to a country of our small size and greatly appreciated as a contribution to our students' educational welfare. Thank you, Government of Ontario. Another area that impacted on the quality of teaching, and one that had attracted criticism in the past, was the Ministry's delivery of human resources. I'm pleased to announce that recruitment for a senior manager of human resources is underway. The successful applicant will be expected to develop policies and procedures that ensure we provide the best and most qualified teachers and educational support staff in our classrooms. Recommendation 2, move quickly to improve the quality of leadership by principals. I am pleased to report that principal appraisals, which have been in arrears, will be completed by October, in keeping with the collective bargaining agreement with the Association of School Principals. Secondly, this will be an area of focus for Commissioner McDonald and Dr. Glaze. Recommendation 3, radically reform the Ministry of Education. I should first report that the Permanent Secretary and the Commission of Education have reviewed the role and function of the Department of Education to ensure that department functions are aligned with its role, which is to support schools in their work. The long-anticipated move to Southside means that for the very first time, the entire Ministry and Department of Education will be housed together in one building. Oh, joy. Phase one of the move was completed when the Minister, Permanent Secretary, Commission of Education, and support staff took up office on the weekend of the 26th of August. Phases 2, 3, and 4 will follow, with the anticipation that the move will be complete in October. As previously announced, one of our very first acts was to put control of all expenditure under the authority of the Commissioner and the Permanent Secretary. This move has already produced the desired oversight and questioning of expenditure that will help us to achieve the greatest possible savings. And the public is well aware that a total of 31 paraprofessional contracts were terminated. Remaining paraprofessionals have been reassigned to assist students. However, this move is being closely monitored, and we are counting on principals to inform the Commission of Education of any gaps so that no real needs are left unaddressed. All vacant Ministry of Education posts have been reviewed to determine whether long-term vacant posts can be abolished. The abolition of these posts could result in savings of approximately $1.5 million. The review will be completed after consultation with union stakeholders. All of these moves place us closer to our ultimate aim of flattening the Department of Education to better support schools. However, the work of the Commission of Education and Dr. Avis Glaze will allow us to ensure that we base our new structure on the direct needs of schools. Recommendation 4. Strengthen the strategic management of the education system. The Interim Board of Education became the Board of Education on the 1st of January 2009 in keeping with the recommendation of the Hopkins Report. The reconstituted Board of Education is in fact sponsoring Dr. Glaze's visit. They remain involved and committed to the public education system. Recommendation 5, introduce delegation and transparent accountability at all levels. Members of the public will recall an earlier statement about the relocation of student services staff to school sites so that they could play a greater role in the culture and support of schools. Over the summer, on-site office space was identified and 90% of student service and staff are now located within schools. We expect the remainder to be placed before the end of this month. Further to our commitment to provide on-site support for teaching and learning, curriculum officers are now required to spend 80% of their time in schools. The Commission of Education is leading the focus to support teaching and learning in classrooms and to assist teachers and principals. In addition, we are developing a more comprehensive policy consistent with the Education Act and the education rules, which outline procedures for first enrollment at the primary level. We've also developed a National School Emergency and Crisis Response Plan. The plan is awaiting final review by stakeholders before implementation. But the plan outlines a uniform approach for schools to take with regard to emergency management and operations. It is anticipated that it will help schools and protect staff and students during emergency situations. The plan takes an all-hazard approach with action outlines for mitigation, prevention, preparedness, response, and recovery. In addition, the Code of Conduct for students is being updated to align with the Education Act and to include additional infractions designed to address new and emerging forms of bullying. Recommendation 6, federate secondary and tertiary education and as soon as possible raise the school leaving age. Well, the school leaving age was raised to 18, and the post of Commissioner of Education was also introduced in the amendment to the Act. The Commissioner will be working with the two senior schools and the Bermuda College to determine collaborative opportunities for the sharing of vocational resources and staff expertise, and to maximize benefits for all senior students by developing flexible streams with senior schools and the college for students with a vocational bent and for those who graduate with either a BSc, GCSE, or both. And those able students who graduate at 17 with a BSc and GCSE will be able to study college-level courses while still in high school. Recommendation 7, respond to concerns about inclusion and behavior. The closure of the educational center known as TEC has provided an opportunity to introduce a new structure of individual education plans, IEPs. With the help and support of qualified private sector partners, I am pleased to report that Dr. Llewellyn Matthews, Director of Educational Standards, please come forward, Dr. Matthews. Supported by Dr. Judith Bartley, Acting Assistant Director of Student Services, please come forward, Dr. Bartley, will lead this new focus, which has been designed to ensure that all students reach their full potential. It was designed to help them, not sideline them, and where possible, to return them to the school population. In addition, we've introduced a new suspension regime in keeping with the provisions of the Education Act. This new regime will see the ministry oversee out-of-school suspensions for offenses detailed in the Education Act. And I expect if you should have some questions, these two will be ready to answer them on this new initiative. This new suspension regime will eliminate the practice of students being suspended to their homes with no educational supervision. Students under suspension, when necessary, will be assessed and, if deemed necessary, will receive interventions specific to their concerns to ensure that when they are returned to the school body, they have the best opportunity for successful reintroduction. The role and function of attendance officers will also be reviewed in conjunction with the union stakeholders to ensure that their role is consistent with the Education Act. The development of a comprehensive policy for special education in Bermuda is also underway. Subsequent to recommendations from the Ombudsman and consultation with parents, a consultation paper will be introduced. I am excited to announce that a new autism service delivery model is being piloted this term at the primary level. This model will provide better support for students with autism. Currently, such students require the assistance of a paraprofessional and, in some cases, additional supports. The proposed service delivery model will make use of a special classroom and pool trained teachers and educational therapy staff. Depending on the success of this pilot program, other programs may be introduced. We've also completed a business review of the child development program. The results will help to ensure we can provide a better foundation for children who will eventually enter the public school system. Our main goal is to ensure that the CDP is fully and appropriately staffed for the job they are mandated to do. Recommendation 8, create self-governing federations around clusters of primary schools in each middle school. From September to December of 2008, public consultation on cluster boards was held. The result was that Bermuda's population was deemed to be too small to allow for elected boards as envisioned. Instead, the Board of Education agreed to consult and work with school PTAs. Recommendation 9, align the curriculum both vertically and horizontally. The introduction of the Cambridge curriculum in 2010 was designed to address this recommendation. Results have been achieved for all years. They were received in August, and I intend to share this information with you once it has been shared with the schools. Recommendation 10, harness the power of parents, business, and community in the reform effort. This has been done by encouraging the adoption of schools and by engaging in cooperative projects like the Vernon Temple Heron Bay Homework Project and the Victor Scott Hope for Life Homework Project in schools. Further to the work being done that directly correlates to the recommendations of both the Hopkins Report and the Blueprint for Reform in Education, the Commission of Education continues to work on several initiatives to improve teaching and learning in our schools. Commissioner, would you like to come forward now? And before I close, I just want to share some statistics from the Bermuda College's 2011 graduate survey. 92 students graduated, 84 of the graduates completed the survey. Of those completing the survey, 61 or 73% were female, and 22 or 26% were male. 1% was unknown. 50 or 60% completed their studies as full-time students, and 34 or 40% were part-time students. 46 were traditional age students under 25 years of age, and 8 completed their studies within 2 years. 18 completed their studies within 3 years. 50% of them plan to continue their education overseas or through the Mount St. Vincent University via the Bermuda College. At the end of the college's 2011 enrollment period, 1,172 students had registered, just 39 less than last year. Late registration actually finished today, and therefore final statistics will not be available until this has been collated. I would also like to report that as part of the government's initiative for unemployed Bermudians, 72 students attended PACE courses. These ended on September the 9th at the college. In closing, let me say that Bermudians should feel confident that the Bermuda Public School System is in good standing to provide the education needed by our students into the 21st century. This year, some 371 students are enrolled at the preschool level. A further 421 are on the waiting list. 2,648 are enrolled at the primary level, 1,100 at the middle school level, and 1,355 at the senior school level. We take our responsibility to the entire 5,474 students very seriously. And with the help of the Association of School Principals, the Bermuda Union of Teachers, Bermuda Public Services Union, the Bermuda Industrial Union, the Bermuda Educators Council, and the Board of Education, we will succeed. Before taking your questions, I invite the Permanent Secretary of Education, Mr. Warren Jones, to join us.